This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani escaped an attack by the Taliban that killed scores of people. Reuters' Joe Davies has details on the not one but two attacks that occurred.
Taliban suicide bombers killed at least 48 people in two separate attacks on Tuesday, in the wake of collapsed peace talks with the United States, and just 11 days before Afghanistan's presidential elections. The deadliest took place in Charikar, the capital of central Parwan province, near an election rally held by President Ashraf Ghani. The Taliban have vowed to violently disrupt the poll. The blast killed 26 people. 42 more were injured.
When the people were entering the police camp, an old man riding a motorcycle arrived on the highway and detonated his explosives, causing casualties. His dead body remains on the ground.
In the capital, Kabul, more bloodshed. There, a man blew himself up, killing 22 people. Another 38 were wounded.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. There is growing evidence that a drone and missile attack launched against Saudi Arabian oil fields under the cover of darkness originated in Iran. Houthi rebels in Yemen, backed by Iran, originally claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack, knocking out half the country's oil production. But U.S. officials say the available evidence is showing that's not possible. Unnamed officials told NBC News on Tuesday that more than 20 drones and missiles used in the attack on the Saudi oil facilities were launched from Iran. Other officials told CBS News that at least one of the missiles flew through Kuwait's airspace as it headed south towards Saudi Arabia, with Reuters quoted officials as saying the attacks originated in southwestern Iran. This is VOA News. The Air Force